and I thought we would be having hard copies in front of ourselves so that I check whether they would have included these things. But I went through a list of things that I thought somewhere, somehow we should incorporate into the strategic plan or the program of action. Are you printed? Mm. Based on the presentation from Treasury, even before we go through a list of this thing, I think myself and at the end of this meeting, between today and the next committee meeting, we will go and format these things into a format of strategic plan. So I thought that we should just highlight them and pinpoint them. Then we'll go and format them, and then we will adopt the strategic plan in our first portfolio committee meeting, which should be sometime next week. Why are there no committees next week?
Because we are.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
10th is a holiday.
Yeah, but still, we can find space, and time during the.
Okay, during the winter school.
Yeah. We can spare 5 minutes of the winter school to adopt the strategic plan.
The thing is, if we have a forum this time.
I'm going to fight hard for that forum. I'm going to phone ANC members who are not here today.
Yeah.
Because they are the actual cousins. But I'm serious, I'm not joking.
No,
Mr. Not having the advantage of seeing what you wrote, I will just read through the things that I picked from the Treasury briefing yesterday, as well as trading industry. Before I go to them, we had a brief discussion about the board yesterday, and the minister, former minister, our colleague, was of the opinion that we can't invite the board because we are appointed by the minister. I actually hold a contrary view. I think that when we invite them, we must invite them via the minister, so that the minister knows. But I don't think that, because in terms of the constitution and in terms of the rules of parliament, we have every right to invite anybody to appear in front of a committee of parliament in terms of parliament.
Okay.
Of course, we'll have the courtesy, we must have the courtesy of informing the minister when we do so.
That's not, I agree with you. Because you refer that we cannot get some of the directors or the board of directors to come and get before the committee.
That's what Mr. Mangena was saying, but I differ with him.
Yeah, I will have, and the proof is that the communications portfolio committee called in the board and the executive, all
yes,
of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So we can do it as well?
We can do it. I was sitting in the committee of intelligence where you find boards for procuring, for defense intelligence, and we would normally call them. So I found it a bit strange, but I decided to go and check overnight. I checked the rules of parliament and I checked the constitution. Nothing prevents us from it.
I'm checking absolutely correct. When CELCOM, when they have their meeting, the board of directors are there.
Mm.
So you're absolutely correct. There's no way that they can dodge the committee.
Yeah.
The committee for parliament, the highest authority in the country, are going to come. Even though the minister appointed them,
yes,
they are still accountable as a public enterprise to the public. In other words, to parliament.
Yes.
So you have the full right as chairperson to do this.
And in our oversight role, we have to ascertain if those people are capable of doing the work.
This is the thing. But in addition to inviting the board and having an interaction with them, I thought we should add two things also. Check where there are vacancies in the board and establish when those vacancies will be filled, and make sure that they will also be filled in terms of equity and other policy, you know, to make sure that the expertise level, the equity target, etc., especially the expertise level, that is required. That's the first thing. But I think also we need to know the time of expiry of the various boards or components of the board, so that we need to have a clear picture for every SOE and their entities, what is the remaining period of each board, are the vacancies there, and things like this. So they will have the issue of the board, looking into the board, the SOEs and the entities. Do you agree on that?
Yes, we do agree, Madam Chair. And I just want to say something else. With the Communications Portfolio Committee, the Portfolio Committee recommended the board to the minister who appointed them. So, I mean, the Portfolio Committee was totally involved in their own process.
Yes. We will check if there are any laws or regulations governing them, and then we'll see if they need to be changed.
Yeah.
But we will also need to look into them and have an interest and involvement in the selection of the board where necessary and where possible.
I truly agree. There's no rule in Parliament that says the Portfolio Committee cannot call the board. I haven't seen that rule. So in principle, there's no problem to call the board. But to call a board is a very costly, expensive exercise, because most of the people will have to fly down. And from the few boards that we've interacted with, I would suggest we identify one or two issues pertaining to that board to come and explain. Because a board normally oversees the department as the executive. And we found on a few boards that...
No. The board does not oversee the department. It's vice versa. The DPE oversees, as a shareholder, oversees the board. The board does not oversee the DPE.
So I think we must identify the issue.
Yes. But the minister must answer the question, what are the terms of expiry of the board, where are the vacancies, by when will they be filled, how will they be filled, and all those things. Okay. All right. I agree. We don't expect the whole board to come. We'll invite the chairperson of the board and the CEO or two other people. I don't think that we really want to see full board, not unless there are serious problems like there were problems in the communication in SABC. So we'll be considerate of costs and all those things. And of course, when we call them, it will be issue-based. It will not be for the fun of wanting to meet them.
Because in some of these boards, they're fighting on major issues and smaller issues.
Yes.
And then I think it's Parliament's right to call them to account.
Yes.
Nothing stops us from going there if there are too many people.
Yeah.
So maybe on Tuesday we can have a meeting at their department in Pretoria, because most of the members are coming, are connecting in Johannesburg.
Yeah, we will be flexible as to where and where and how we meet them.
No problem.
Yeah. The other thing that came out of the Treasury thing was the issue of performance agreements for accounting officers. But before I forget, there was something else other than the board that I had in mind. But anyway, let's proceed. I'm sure I'll come back to those things. I meant to tell you that there is a strike brewing at ESCOM. Just like we've seen a whole lot of strikes across the, in recent weeks, because of the time we are in terms of the salary wage negotiation cycle. But I wanted to inform you that all ESCOM employees are actually essential service employees who constitutionally are not allowed to strike, but they are threatening to strike anyway. I had a discussion with I phoned the CEO of ESCOM this morning, because I've been monitoring he thinks that they are about to reach an agreement, but you always take it with a pinch of salt, because the negotiations are unpredictable. He says that they are very close to the reaching an agreement. They are at the CCMA with mediation, etc. The sticky point that's outstanding is housing allowance, and that they are 1.something% away from what the unions are demanding. So he anticipates that by tomorrow they would have an agreement, but the unions are still saying they will go ahead and strike if they're not happy if mediation is not satisfactory to them by tomorrow. So I just think we should be on the alert. And I said to him, he must tell us urgently what are the legal prospects if essential service workers go on a strike anyway. I intimated to him that he cannot just sit and say he will cross that bridge when he comes across of it. He needs to know and he needs to have a plan. So, and in fact, there is a very strong likelihood of a strike, be that as it may, that all ESCOM workers are essential service. So, it's something we need to be ready for.
Is that already public?
Sorry?
In the media that they
This morning when I was listening to the RAND whatever thing story, they said that the RAND's performance overnight was affected by the prospect of ESCOM strike, the looming ESCOM strike. That's why I called the CEO to check with him how far they are with wage negotiations. So maybe we'll need time for that. And I was just saying we need to keep an eye on that. The issue of performance agreements of accounting officers, do we agree to put it on the action plan to look into that, and then to ask the minister, together with the minister, to test them out against their own performance agreements? Okay.
And it was also I know I was on the board of trustees for the pension fund, and I also did performance management to see how many meetings the board members have done, how much money they have spent, and if they were extravagant or not. So I think the same as for the, if you do the one, you might as well do the other one as well.
Okay. The other issue that came out of the Treasury briefing yesterday is the issue of risk management. To what extent are their risk management in place, effective policies, and etc. Do we agree that that's one area we need to look at?
Very much, yes.
Okay. There was an issue of economy efficiency and effectiveness of service delivery. I mean, the country is virtually burning. So I thought that maybe we need to look into issues of. Of course, for every separate SOE, the service delivery issues would be different. Yes,
and then the two that links up with the issue that is connected with the two of them is security companies. If people that are employed on a daily basis, not the permanent staff, because they are paying millions and millions and millions of rands on security staff, and they are not performing to the standard that they should be performing. And then they just move
You know, sir, there's a point later on human resources and development, etc. So I thought security staff or whatever staff will fall under that point.
For the risk management and the performance.
This one was particularly about service delivery, efficacy, efficiency, and
effectiveness.
Good. Mr. Muscati, are you not sitting at the hotel? Yeah, there's no reason why you should be late. No, it's okay. Let's not discuss the long. It's fine. I was just saying, I thought that yourself and Dishan will find the two of you here. Whatever personal story you have, you'll explain to me later. I just needed to note that we can't be late when we are sleeping at the, especially employees of Parliament. I mean, for members, it's okay, but we'll talk about your problems later.
So it has been ambushed. The program says between 9 and 9 days is T, and we start the meeting at 9 days.
Yes, thanks about the security that issue. What's happening about the story? Yeah, but there's a point that we start at 9 and then we are expected to make T at half past 9. Doesn't make sense.
No.
Is that your point?
No, the program says from 9 to 9:30 is morning tea, and 9:30 is the meeting start. That's why I arrived at 25 past.
No, it's okay. I'm aware that we are much early.
Okay.
So actually, we have not yet, but I had expected that at least the staff of parliament will be here at 9.
Okay.
That's my issue with it. We're doing this because last night we gave them a task to go and bullet the things that should go on the program. So we thought before we start with the meeting, they should take us through what they have prepared, and then we should add the issues we think should be added.
Okay.
So my forgiveness for starting early and for not explaining to those who came about early. Yeah. Okay, fine. The other issue is the mandate, whether the SOEs are fulfilling their mandate, constitutional mandates and etc. So I don't know if we think we should look into that. I really need some bit of response and interaction from members.
I think it would be welcome if we can do that, and we can get a better understanding of what their mandate is anyway, or if we go into it. I think it's very good.
Okay. Then the issue of performance evaluation of the SOE. Do we agree?
Who evaluates the senior manager for...
No, we...
I
thought we would use their mandate and their strategic plans and their annual reports and test whether that is in line with
the purpose for the intelligence and what we want them to do is actually.
Yes.
What is prescribed for public enterprise?
So are they performing in line with their mandates? Are they producing the required results? Are they performing in line with what they said they would, in terms of the targets they set in their own...
Are they doing what they think they should be doing?
And are they doing what they said they would do in their own strike plan?
That doesn't happen. We can combine the two. We confirm their mandate, and then we must oversee that the budget, the annual report, and the strategic plan to one another.
Yeah.
And that should be in line with what, because the strategic plan is what they set out to do. And the annual report is reporting what they did with the strategic plan, whether they obtained their objective. And thirdly, coupled with the budget, whether they spend the money, overspend, underspend, or whatever. So they need serious thinking explanation to do to us on those three aspects.
Are those three aspects together adding up to performance evaluation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But actually, may I just make a proposal to you and request that you with this person, Mr. Bukhari, just put something for us together, very shortly, off a page, whatever, of the definition of public enterprises, the purpose for public enterprises, and what are their aims prescribed in the appropriation bill, prescribed in the annual yearbook of South Africa, prescribed in the constitution, and also in the annual report of the parliament itself. I remember I saw it a couple of times where they said public enterprises are supposed to, you know, and then what they should do. Why, and then also in the legislation, the establishment of SAA, for instance, 2 years ago. In the legislation, you know, in the prepaid, it's also SAA should or will da 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 da. So that when we do the evaluation, when the board of directors come, we can say, listen, this is what public enterprises are there for. This is what the country and parliament expects from you. And we can't see in the results. Or when are you going? What measures do you have in place to reach those aims and those targets? So if we can get maybe what the legislation says of each and every in the prepaid, very short. Even legislation in the specific public enterprise was established, in which, and I read it in the annual yearbook of South Africa and to the appropriation bill of the Minister of Finance, you know, when they describe every department, they said exactly what is the purpose of every public enterprise. So once we've got that, they can't come and tell us, look, we need to do this, we need to do that. There are specific prescribed formulas to which they should comply, put together by government of South Africa. So if you can just get a copy, you know, a small, maybe summary of it, just a proposal for it, to make it much easier for us as well.
Can I hear other members on this one?
Yes, I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah. It's a good idea, except that There will be generic things for all of them, and there will be specific ones for each one of them. Okay. Mr. Moscati, you got that?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Just to brief Mr. Mangena and others, earlier on we spoke about the board. We said that in terms of the constitution and the rules of parliament, nothing prohibits us as a committee to invite the board to discuss one or two issues with them, but we did recognize that because they are appointed by the minister, we'll have to do that via the minister or through the courtesy of the minister. And that sometimes when there is an issue, we will either invite the chairperson or to bring along one person and the CEO, or sometimes we'll go and see them. But we also say that we need to know from the minister the expiry date of boards, all the boards, the vacancy rate in the boards, when they will be filled, how they will be filled, like, etc. And then also check the issue of expertise, the level of expertise in the board, and then the issue of equity targets. I'm using targets very carefully, because I don't think there are equity targets anywhere stipulated for the board, but the transformative approach of having equity and redress throughout everything that is including in the board. So we agreed earlier on that we'll be writing this letter to the minister to ask her to update us of the terms of expired dates, vacancies, when and how they refill and raise this issue. Okay. We spoke about risk management also. Now, the use of consultants will consume a lot of money. Maybe we should tease them out on the areas on which they use consultants, the kind of money they spend on them.
Madam Chair, the board and the executive gets appointed because of a specific talent they have. And if they are lacking of that talent, they get the consultant. So you will find that some companies are run by consultants, and that is not a very healthy situation. I agree that in some specified way you do need a consultant, but you don't have to overspend on consultants, and the same with staff that temporary staff.
Yeah, I've had a meeting with Guinea, several meetings to tease out the number of things we've been preparing for the annual report, etc. It came to my attention that there is a consultant that they pay, I mean, taking into account how bad the balance sheet is, there is an accountant, a consultant that they are paying $5 million per annum for. That consultant is supposed to open up markets for them in Europe, in wherever, but it's not forthcoming, and yet they continue paying those monies to a consultant. The DPE, they've got a consultant that they've been using for years to organize this winter schools, autumn schools. A lot of money. I mean, why should a department not be doing that kind of work for themselves? We really need a consultant too. So that's why I thought that maybe we need to also tease them out on the issue of the use of consultants. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think National Treasury has produced a couple of years ago a document on the use of consultants. That we just get that document through the Treasury Orders Committee Secretary. That we have a benchmark,
yes,
from Treasury, and then we go and make sure that they attend to the
Okay.
There's a document produced by Treasury.
Okay. So, Mr. Oskati, in this time, you'll get us the Treasury document. Yes, sir.
Just to follow up on the vacancy rate, it was just that the time where we got 18 managers, because sometimes it takes more than 3 months or 6 months, even a year or 2 years. And if a person is 18 on the senior position, he or she can't make more money. So I think we have also checked the 18.
No, it's okay, it's fine. But there is a document that we put before members that shows the establishment of DPE. It's fully complemented. They've got only one vacancy that we were in the process of. So DPE, as opposed to other government departments, is very professional and all those things. The real problem actually lies with the SOEs themselves. So I don't know when you say we must check the vacancy rate, do you mean the vacancy rate in the SOEs or the vacancy rate in the DPEs? Okay. Yeah. But just as a point of information to say that that problem does not exist in DPEs. We need to look at it intensively in terms of the SOEs themselves. Okay. Now let's go to trade and industry, the issues they raised yesterday. I think I picked up two or three in addition to the ones we raised together. Yesterday we said we agreed with them, we will call in NetPort and Transnet to discuss what was depicted by that graph.
Cargo.
But as a point of information, if we listen to the news this morning, Minister of Energy Affairs is meeting Transnet today at OR Tambo because there is a problem of jet fuel, So I wonder if that is an issue we just want to ignore, and maybe it is in her domain, but I don't know if they also owe us an explanation, planning for future and for the long term. Mr. Mangena?
Yes, I believe it's an issue, but I thought it was resolved.
Okay. No, it's not. I don't think it's resolved. She's demanding the answers from them today.
I think they have to keep a supply of 5 days. That supply ran out, and they only have a 2-day supply. They said they are getting new supplies in because there was a problem with a pipe. But I mean, we must go and see if that is the real reason why they ran out, or what is the reason? Is it the shortage of money that they couldn't buy it, or what is the reason? So it doesn't happen. The same with the petrol that ran out for the cars. I mean, we were driving around going to different stations, and they also had to have a backup supply of 5 days. And I mean, we pay for that in our taxes and the petrol we buy. We have a reserve fund for that, and they didn't keep it.
Yeah. But I thought also for future purposes, yes, they should give us a guarantee that for future purposes this problem would not re-emerge. What measures that they put in place to prevent it in the future?
I think, Chair, what you said yesterday about working together with other portfolio committees in the related field, because the some of the entities that are responsible for this report to different departments of the IMF. But I think in this case,
energy.
Transnet, I think it's involved in terms of delivery of the fuel to the airport. Those reports weigh in on our next.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Because I raised yesterday the strategic plan, we call the fourth in the next year to have.
Yes.
Even if it's resolved,
yes,
we must get the report.
Yeah.
And be assured that it will happen.
Okay. So, in terms of the time since by when, I think it should be sooner that we meet Transnet on this one. But also, out of courtesy, I thought maybe we should also inform our sister committee, the Energy Committee in Parliament, that we will be discussing this issue with Transnet, so that if they want to join us in the meeting, or so that they are aware that it's.
Would Transport also be involved in that, with being EXA, being the airport company?
Yes. I don't know.
No, it falls under
Transport.
Transport.
AXA falls under Transport.
Are they also not responsible to get the fuel there, or to make sure that it's connected to EXA?
I don't know. I think it's a pipeline issue, and it's really a transit issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
AXA makes all the arrangements with the suppliers and with the transporters.
So we need to touch base with Transport also in order to get it. Okay. All right. Thank you. You got this, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. The other issue is infrastructure. The fleet plan, long-term fleet plan, the issue, and manufacturing. For instance, Dinel is supposed to be a manufacturing company for defense, and they are grossly underperforming.
So I want to know what manufacturing are we going to pick the particular SOEs, because not all of them are manufacturing inclined.
Listen, I think DPI, if I remember, I don't have any notes in front of me, mentioned three: rail, road, and electricity.
Yeah.
Those were the three that I mentioned yesterday.
But I'm adding the nail because they are failing in manufacturing for and procuring also for defense. I understand defense is totally ignoring them when it comes to procuring.
They are not making orders.
They're not making orders.
They go abroad. What we were talking about is they go abroad when they need stuff. They don't shop abroad. They need their own company.
They don't encourage local manufacturers. Yeah. Okay. So we'll be focusing on rail, rail, road,
and electricity.
Electricity and delay. So it's actually ESCOM, if we call them in terms of SOEs, ESCOM Transnet. Transnet will be both rail and then transport. Sorry?
The Nelson is a kind of separate case. I mean, I agree it needs to be looked at, but it's not a. Because all the others, I think, are embarking on a big infrastructure build program. I think what DPI is saying is that the way that they embark on that must match up with the manufacturing sector. Whereas the Mel is, in a sense, kind of producing its own weapons. And the problem here is that the army's not buying them.
They are not even doing this. They're not even producing the weapons they're supposed to be producing. They're not even incentivizing.
No, I know. There's a lot of questions for the Mel. I mean, I think.
So I really think that we must really scrutinize the Mel very seriously.
Absolutely. No, I agree.
And then also, if it comes to transport, not transport, but SAA, public enterprise that we have to put have a finger on very closely. I would like to add that as well.
Okay.
That is running at a loss year by year.
All right. Then the issue of infrastructure, trillions of rents in the next 20 years. For ESCOM, for Infraco, for. So that will be another focus area of our strategic plan and program of action. And then lastly, the one I managed to single out is human resource development. For all of them, what are they doing? Not only equity, but development of human resources.
Yes, and why are they not employing people rather than paying a lot of money to have them outsourced and like this advisors that they are employing? Why are they not doing it themselves? I mean, somebody that's working for a company, he owns that product. He is that product. He will look after that product. But if you have somebody that comes in for a day or two, he doesn't care. I mean, we saw that when we were fighting the copper theft. When we appoint a security company, we have stolen at the substation. And then 100 meters further, they steal the cable. You ask the security guard, well, why didn't you phone us? Well, I did see that they were stealing it, but I'm not paid to look after that table there. I'm paid to look here. But if it's somebody that's working for ESCOM or something, he would know that it's our table they are stealing, and he would get the police. So they said, well, we're not getting paid to get shot if we don't look after them. We just stay here and we hide in the bush and make sure they don't steal anything here. So that is very important. And we're paying really millions and millions, if not billions of rand on security. And we can employ those people ourselves with all that money. And they would have a bigger sense of job security.
How do we put that into the complaint as a point?
Well, you first ask them how much they are spending on it, and then ask them why they are spending so much and why they're not employing the people directly. And what is the reason for that? I would like to know what is the reason for that. I think it's the only reason they do that is to farm off the responsibility, to say, well, that's not our problem. We have somebody employed to do with it. It's the same with a baggage theft in SAA.
The same with the cable theft.
Same. They are, I mean,
but I'm looking for a nice way of coining it.
Yeah.
Because it's all over.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we've got a point of trust management.
That's
probably we can make it as one of the issues that we raise under trust management for the committee then.
Is that okay?
All these things.
Yeah.
The last point is on policies. There are policies in the various SOEs. The DTI race competition policy, trade policy, as well as skills policy, that you need to pay attention to the policies in each one of them. Do we think that is an area we need to focus on?
I mean, if you listen to what the state president said yesterday, he was saying, or the president, I think it's not a state president anymore, is it? It's the president.
Yeah.
Okay, what the president was saying yesterday is that they are giving a lot of money into a fund for workers, and if those workers can't work, they will send them for skills development out of this fund. I think it will link up with the CETAs and everything else. So I think it's a very important point that we actually look at that, because I think we must support the president in what he wants to do anyway. And
yeah,
to link that together and to ask them what they plan on to, how are they thinking their workers to develop their skills in line with what the president has said.
That will be under the skills policy.
Yes.
And then the other issue is the issue of tariff setting, the whole tariff issue. That will apply to ESCOM. Well, we are aware that ESCOM is busy formulating, together with the ministry, a new funding model, determining how much should come from tariffs, how much should come from injections by the shareholder and things like those. So I thought that maybe we need to check the tariff thing across the SOE. Or is it a peculiarly telecom, ESCOM issue?
Wow.
Tariff setting. I mean, the issue of Portnet is also the issue. There is an issue of tariff there.
Mm-hmm.
And how it affects imports and exports.
I mean, I think with ESCOM, the peculiarity there is about how they're going to fund their build program. Because, I mean, there's a big question mark over that. Is that the tariff increase for just for the existing running costs of the expansion? And I don't know what the plans are in place in terms of funding this. We're talking hundreds of billions of rands, and I don't know where that money is coming from. So the interest is in selling it.
The BERS project,
yeah.
And it's not only ESCOM.
But ESCOM is the biggest, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and it's a really difficult one.
Let's keep it on. Because the administrative crisis is for many years in this country now is one of the serious offenders for high inflation rate.
Mm-hmm.
And the Governor of the Reserve Bank has been speaking on this for many, many years already, that we look at the administrative crisis of state-owned enterprises, because that's fueling inflation that affects everybody. So I agree with you. Let's keep it, whether we call it tariffs or administrative crisis, just keep it on the agenda, and case by case, we talk to this.
So we write it as tariff stroke administrative?
Prices.
Okay.
And I just want to add there that when I was looking, when ESCOM was asking for the increase on the television, and they were speaking to somebody from ESCOM, and he couldn't explain why, what made up that increase that they were looking for on the on. So it's important. It didn't look like they had done the work. It seemed on the media or the way it was portrayed that they picked a number out of the air and they decided that is what it was going to be. That didn't sound very convincing to me.
I just need to inform the colleague that in terms of the ESCOM's the new framework, like the price tariff system, it has been referred to Parliament. So our committee will need to work with the Department of Energy, the Committee on Energy, to look at. Actually, it has been referred to both committees. So at some point, we'll have to meet with the committee join.
Yeah, but this one has not put this before us. We're hearing it from you for the first time.
Yeah.
When was it put before us?
Sometime late July.
And you've been sitting on this?
Yeah, I'm going to reply to
No, but you can't take your time. Whenever there's work put before the committee by Parliament, you must immediately put it before us.
Mm.
You know? So, because otherwise we are expected to do what is 2 months have gone already and we're not even aware that there's work that we need.
The problem is the media is going to the trade. We did give it to them. They are sitting on it. They're not doing their work, so the committee is not effective. I mean,
yes,
it's going to put us in a very bad light.
Please, let's just establish that whenever you receive
correspondence from the Speaker of Ayala, you put it before the chairperson of the committee immediately.
And I can tell you that the MDF is running on tight time schedules as well.
Okay.
If we don't give our input when they need it, then it's going to be a problem.
There is another issue on technical infrastructure, the issue of standards and accreditation. We want to leave that for, but remember we're making a 5-year plan. So it might not be immediately in the radar, but we may want to look
so
at it sometime down the line. Okay. It's okay. That's all from my list. I don't know if there are additions from members. Yes, sir?
There's one additional one that we designed yesterday on the infrastructure strategy, procurement strategy, that we need to investigate.
Okay.
Not short term, but longer term.
Procurement for SOE. That would include the issue of the fleet plans and whatever. Okay. Now, have you circulated?
Yeah.
Okay. So just give members have a copy.
Yeah.
So in addition to this, let's examine these ones that they put together for us overnight. Then we'll add these ones that we identified in the morning in case they do not reflect here.
Yeah, we try to draft resolutions. The committee has suggested that we have a big cooperation between relevant committees on specific issues that are of same interest, like for example, defense, economic development, energy, transport, and the economic the planning commission. The president is saying that there is no actually a committee for it in parliament. And effective and robust oversight through surprise visits to SOEs. Also to interrogate the department.
Well, just a moment. I wanted to discuss this issue of surprise visits. Last time when I was thinking about it, you know, most of the SOEs are actually national key points. And you don't just rock up at a national key point and there are security issues involved and all of this. So we must carefully think through what we are saying and how we are going to do it. I've noticed you. Let me take Mr. Mangena, then I'll take you.
But I also think that you might not get the kind of information you want. Mm-hmm. If it's a surprise, if the people are not there, they are scattered, and you don't get your information.
Mm-hmm.
So you start running around a huge establishment trying to get information that you don't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and then Mr. Kurno.
Yes, Madam Chair, there's nothing wrong with knocking at the door and asking somebody to open it. So you get there and you don't demand entrance. You ask the security to phone the CEO or the person in charge of the place and ask him to come down. If he's not there, he must be taken in charge. And he will take us around on something. I know it's very difficult, but I mean, I can't see anything wrong with it. And they can still say, no, we don't want you in here. It's a key point. It's not safe for you to be here. Then we go away again. But I mean,
I don't think we must really waste money and time and go to a national key point to be sent back to be told that you don't have access, you can't have access, because we have to pre-arrange. I think that we can mitigate this by making short notice, you know, so that we don't give them too much time to prepare and lay the red carpet and all of those things. But also it will be a waste of time and money when we go there and come back with nothing, like Mr. Mangena is saying. But we must be sensitive of the laws that we make. We the legislation on national key points does not exempt members of parliament from being, you know. So that's one thing we must consider. Mr. Kurno?
What we decided yesterday is effective and regular visits to each other. How we do it, we can actually arrange it, we can decide on that. But the important point, if I remember correctly, it's effective visit and it must be on a regular basis. We must visit all of it.
Yeah.
That's the principle.
Mm-hmm.
How we do it in a week's notice or day notice or whatever, that we can decide in the management or in the committee.
Yeah.
So let's change it to effective and regular visits to the
I agree. In fact, we don't even need to be too prescriptive in a press place.
I mean, you can have a meeting and ask the person, well, can you go and show us? And then he doesn't know it beforehand, and then he's the CEO, so he can take us there. I mean, why can't he stop us from going there?
Dr.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole purpose is really, you've got to look at what you're trying to do in terms of that visit. So, I mean, if it's, say, for instance, air pollution levels and a surprise visit, could be good, because then you can actually see them in a normal operation.
Mm.
But I mean, if it's around financial stuff and stuff like that, I mean, then the surprise isn't going to give you anything more. Mm. But I think you've got to look at what you're trying to do.
All right.
Just the first point. So can we discuss it, bullet as we go?
Yes.
The first one. Okay. Is it possible that we can list the entities, the this, etc., etc.? It's a never-ending list. Maybe we can try to compile a list of all the other portfolio committees. I think committees is portfolio committees that we need to talk to. And because most of them are before SCOPA, we can also ask SCOPA to
do. No, it's fine, but I don't think that we'll be able to exhaust the list necessarily, because there are times when we'll be forced to meet with science and technology. So I think you are right, we can list those that we think immediately necessarily most of the time we must have a working relationship with. But at some other point we'll need to, yeah. So you're saying we must list not only the committees but also the entities.
What I'm proposing is cooperation between the relevant portfolio committees.
Yeah.
And we list the most important one.
Yeah.
And because the others will follow.
Okay.
As you say, it's never.
Yeah, you're right. Defense is one of them, but is both defense and joint standing committee on defense, because they actually do procurement, and that's where DNL is supposed to be featured. So for defense, it will be defense as well as joint standing committee on defense, economic development, trade and industry, energy, transport, the planning commission. In brackets, this one will have to facilitate our working language with them via the speaker's office, because they don't have a committee. Is there any other committee that we...
COPA? COPA and the evaluation and monitoring.
Evaluation and monitoring. Yeah.
Where
does trade
and industry?
We just said. Yeah. Can we move to bullet three? Procurement. Did you say procurement policy? Well, you said long term procurement planning.
Yeah, it is where we want to say if an infraco is laying a cable, we want to know why that cable is not made in South Africa. Why must it be imported? Because we can make that table. We can't make it all at once, right? It can't be racing for a while because it's jobs in South Africa.
I agree. In fact, with the pebble bed module reactor, when they came to the committee the first time, they said that the fuel balls, the granite-coated uranium fuel balls, they first said that they are manufactured in Germany. Then we asked, why are they manufactured in Germany? Then they somersaulted and said they are manufactured in South Africa. Then we said, where in South Africa? They said, no, actually they are only graphite coated in South Africa. So it's graphite, yeah, like
that. When we had at the committee the other day, they told us that it was now all of it is manufactured here.
No, but yes, I know they say that, but I called them twice into my office on a one-to-one basis. They are still not truly answering where are these, because if for a long, long time we are going to have this kind of project, there's no way that we can continue even importing part of this. Because I said to them, we are a uranium-rich country. Why are these things not... So it looks like we get them somewhere and then we just do the finish and touches on them.
Then we see where they make them.
Exactly.
Put on the suit. Yes, they will see.
Blow up. Mr. Mangena, do you know if they are manufactured in Germany?
Yes, I know. I think quite a fair amount of it is done in Germany. But in the majority of cases, it's not possible to do or easy to do everything. So you get components that are made from other people, and you bring your own expertise, and you have a final product. So we'll see whether they have got the capacity to do it all. You remember we did give away our capacity.
Yes, just before elections of 94.
So even fuel, for example, we have been getting fuel from elsewhere because we have given up that capacity gap. And then we are in good news with the nation.
That's silly, because, but what we now decided we need nuclear energy for peaceful. So we gave away everything, even the capacity to use nuclear for economic benefits, etc.
And so once you start going into those areas, then you've got to make sure that the British, the Americans, and
the French
are happy with you, with you doing that. Otherwise, you become an Iran.
But it's also a case of economics. I mean, whether you want to enrich uranium, it doesn't make economic sense to enrich. We would have to export some of that enriched uranium. We'd also have to import a lot of uranium to enrich it.
Yes, but we must have a definite plan, and we must have it clear in our mind what is it that we want to do, and what are the capabilities we have, and which capabilities do we want to build in the long term.
Well, I agree with you, but I mean this is related to your choice over your build program and what you want to do there, and the question as to whether this is going to employ the maximum amount of South Africans over the long term, as well. Whether there's other energy choices that one can make that can employ far more people.
Mm-hmm.
I
know you are anti-nuclear energy.
I'm not anti-nuclear. All I'm saying is that I want to look at the kind of modeling exercise of looking at different generation technologies and seeing the different benefits for South Africa in the long term, over the next 50 to 40 years. Seeing what's going to cost what, and what's going to generate what amount of jobs, and what skills level is that going to generate to that. And I think that exercise needs to be done before we can make sure that we're going to take a certain part as opposed to another part.
But we cannot negate the fact that at cabinet level, we have taken a decision as South Africans that we will make use of nuclear energy.
Well,
and for that reason, I think we must meet with our sister committee on energy.
Sure.
Because we have already taken a decision as a country.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, the build program itself, I mean, people are questioning whether that, in fact, we've got the money to spend 900 billion rand on the nuclear plants, and whether that money should go to France, where the majority of the money is going. So I think that although we've taken a decision around nuclear, I think the way that we go forward and the way that we look at different generation technologies is still up for debate and should be up for debate.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's facilitate a discussion amongst ourselves as a committee on this issue, considering that we have taken a position as a country already. So I don't have a problem. We can have it. We can sit down sometimes without inviting anybody and sit down and discuss these issues, especially the nuclear energy space. And influence one another.
Because also, I mean, the nuclear has to be divided in terms of the PBMR and as well as the new build program. Now, the PBMR, I mean, that's going through a number of changes at the moment. And I think that, I mean, I don't think an urgent need to look at the PBMR side is really what's in order here. What's in order is to look at their precise economic model going forward. Because now they're saying their cost will increase to 51%.
I think we can do both.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, I really think that what we need to interrogate is not the size. I'm sure they've got lots of things both there. The question is whether it's economically viable and whether it makes economic sense and where they're going to get the funding from to spend the 31 billion rand to build that. And that's what really.
No, that's fine. Mr. Freeling, yesterday before you came, we discussed this issue of the PBMR. We took it from where the minister called a workshop and endorses the PBMR, and he said that she would be doing that, obviously not having involved cabinet. So we said that we will bring the Department of DPE, and I actually briefed the committee about the meeting I've had with the DDG for Energy, where he briefed me about this. So it's fine. We'll put the PBMR on the agenda. We'll ask the briefing. And in fact, I said when they brief you, the PBMR, they do not give you a good briefing like the department does, because they only give you the good side and why they should continue being funded and all those things. Whereas the department is telling you the pros and cons and allowing you to apply your mind and take the right decision. So I fully agree that the economics that you are raising around the PBMR, we will discuss that, but I think also we should do a side visit and look at
it.
I think so too.
But they can answer the text as well.
I think they are right too. So I didn't want to say that from the text. Okay. So we'll discuss this issue of nuclear energy with our sister committee. Yeah, it's lost something, but okay, I'll remember it as we proceed. Because this issue of the nuclear capabilities that we wanted to be right with others when we abandoned, just struck something in my head. But it's okay. Is there any other thing? Do we think, no, we are going bullet by bullet on this thing, no?
Yeah.
Long-term procurement and fleet plans, support to local manufacturing, so it will be manufacturing as a point on its own, I think, then we will unpack it.
I've noted it.
And then we've just touched on the TDMR, not only the science, but then we look into the economic and related issues and a briefing from the department. The next bullet on the first page is actually the iCargo Jewels. We have already put this on. Is there any discussion we want to entertain around this bullet point? We've discussed it already. We've touched on the issue of the board. We'll have to rewrite that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then build program of ESCOM. Is it only ESCOM we're concerned about? I think we're spending transit, lots of money. And Infraco.
Infraco is one of those things that is not so easy to get to. It's deep under the sea.
There's something called simulation. We'll ask them to simulate what's happening under the sea.
Yeah, it looks like on the last point, which also combines with that one, is you need to understand the risk involved of the optical fiber cables, considering what happened in Somalia.
Yeah.
The committee answer is, I don't understand whether this is Somalia.
They didn't even write Somalia, they write Somali. That was just an example that I think we should take out. Yeah.
But what the point is that we made is that there are two cables, one running on this side of Africa, one running on that side of Africa. Why should there be two? And then the security around it, somebody raised because some under cable burned.
You know what? I think you must just put this thing as the Infraco project. We need a full briefing on that.
Okay, but I want it to be compared to the one on the other side of Africa.
No, when they come here, we'll ask them all the questions we want to ask.
They must know that already when they come here.
Yeah, but you can't put that in the stress plan. In the stress plan, we will look into Infraco, and when we look into Infraco, we will look into all those things and we'll ask all those questions.
Chairperson, what I'm missing for the solution, if you can add, and I keep on coming back to SAA, I went there for an oversight with myself, for a surprise with it. And I can tell you, the hangars are empty. They need many, many technicians. There were huge articles in the paper, that's why I visited this about a year and a half ago. In the papers, there were huge articles about the shortage of skilled personnel at SAA. And also, the workshops are totally empty. They sell off all the equipment, all the machines. SAA has only one aeroplane in. The others, they're all hired. They've got nothing left. So,
I think that's a bit of exaggeration.
I don't know what will happen after this investigation to the former CEO, which was announced 2 days ago in the papers. You know, that they're already on the brink of finalizing the second phase of the investigation. But that's a matter of serious concern because ESA is now sending its planes to China to be serviced there because of the lack. And you will be quite surprised once you move into those huge hangars at the Oliver Tambo Airport. It's empty. There's nothing going on there. We keep on subsidizing them year after year. And you know, there's now a new acting CEO who only appeared before this budget thing.
With a good smile.
Yeah, but I think we should also, you know, make it, we should go there for an oversight visit, and like my colleague, the Honourable Colonel said earlier, identify certain issues
Let's write FAA as a standalone point here also for. Okay.
But it will link up also with the local strategy, support local manufacturers and job creation, obviously, on there as well.
A whole lot of it. Anything we want to put under there.
Okay.
The Richtersveld community. Are we visiting the community or are we following up on the settlement?
I think the point was made that we wanted to go and have a visit at the Alexander Bay mining, see what the problems are there and how dilapidated the place is. And then on the outstanding matters of the previous committee, there was a court settlement that said that the portfolio committee would interact with the community.
Yeah.
And that's why we would then go to see the community at the same time.
Yes, what I'm saying is we won't go to the community. We will meet with Alexco there and then ask them whilst we are meeting to discuss all these things. We'll ask them to facilitate a community meeting.
That's the way it is to do it.
So that we don't bypass them.
No, you're right. They might stone us.
We have already spoken about Infraco in Broughton. So that point is already covered there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Not Somalia, it says it can be in the west. Somalia is in the east of the country. And I think that when it might be a better idea to ask the department to come and make a presentation on this thing than Infraco, because Infraco will talk about the West Coast cable. The other one is Ubuntu Net. They are the people who are dealing with it. And it's a consortium of countries on the African continent that are involved with the Ubuntu one. There are a lot of policies there. So the department might be better placed to enlighten us than just in Israel.
Yeah. You mean the our department?
Yes, yeah, I agree.
But they must have a comparison between the two, because I want to know why we needed to spend all this money on this cable if the one is there already. I need to know that. I need to find it out.
Yeah, but you must not also forget that it's cabinet decisions that the department is implementing. So we may want to ask the department why are we doing this and not that. They are implementing cabinet decisions.
Yeah, but
and government
might have been misinformed that there was no cable going there.
No.
I must do something to exorcise
the
problem.
I in my mind why they must be too crazy.
I don't know, I would really have to.
There was a farm on the street cable.
Yeah.
It just increased in the broadband, so we just more people coming in. I mean, the more cables,
the better. The better. You can't say because we have one, you can't develop it. In fact, even if we develop 10, all the better for
us. They tell us that this, the optical fiber, it's so good, it carries all the signals. If they put in a cable like this, it can carry all the signals of the world. And we are putting in a cable like this.
And we are going to put more cables in the future.
No, I understand, but I just need to get it right in my mind.
Okay. Let's go back to the program now. I think we have moved halfway through today's program already with this. Maybe it's time to take a little bit of tea break. Okay. For 20 minutes? Okay. 15, 20.
Okay. Members, members, we have slept overnight. Next minute to move it at 11 o'clock.
You know, this one, we can actually check out the members, but if they, I don't know if they've checked out the staff, if their bags are ready, you actually, the staff can actually check us out. They have a holding room.
Oh.
Okay.
So you can check us out.
If they are packed.
Yeah, they are, mine are packed.
Thank you.
Jennifer, who? Okay, stop. P-H-O-R-T-E. It's right.
Well done. Okay. I didn't get a chance to interview.
Yeah, okay, thanks, sir. Thank you so much. Looks like we're going to finish very early, eh? This one cook one to tell him fellow men will plan up with you right now. This right here committee like it's not this process.
Rendana Hana for I get it or little rules that are going to have a template and kick out some issues that you must put in the first place. So we are not going to do it now because now we're going to wait.
Even this one, a focus areas oversight versus temperatures. We've already done that.
Yes.
Except that I'm not sure if today we are able to discuss international trips where we want to go. What we can do, we can just ask them to list the, put a number of suggestions.
I think Eric will deliver.
Now, how can Eric take a decision for us when we are going?
I think focus areas like.
No, man. Movies. I don't want it when you guys take decisions for the committee. Yeah, I don't like it, really. I was saying to him this morning that they are here to serve us. Like, they say they want to be part of the management committee. I said, no, you can't be in the management committee. When we sit, you will be there and give us service. How are you today?
Not stressing myself.
Yeah.
Health-wise, I'm okay, but the problem is just the 5C.
Matter. And what's the value bring? So it's time for you to get a new pair.
Yeah, to get a new pair.
To retest.
Mm. In fact, I was supposed to do this with
TV,
so I was not when I came specifically for that.
Oh, test that okay?
No.
Mainly, what sense of it?
No, but this.
Okay. Mm. Can you do that? Pelican Park.
Look, I just want to apologize for coming with her in the music later because my cousin was proud of her death. And my son was actually the host. That was one of the kids that was taken. She was sick and then she passed away. I think maybe my child was shocked because she ended up not eating and then.
When was it?
It happened yesterday, but then today they went to hospital.
What school are they at?
I'm Polyvit.
I'm sorry. So you got a shock?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. But if you are going to be late, you must just phone us and tell us that you
know the problem. No, I thought that I wasn't going to take too much time because I ran quickly there, so I apologize.
Okay. I don't understand what you and this are planning to do here.
Oh, okay. No, most of the things that I had in mind obviously have been discussed.
Okay.
And I think you covered them very well. Including this one. The intention was like maybe to give some profile of some of the countries that the committee might want to
visit.
Because I was thinking.
Yeah, just tell me which one.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of already in terms of developing countries and developing countries, which means that countries that have been changed in the past, maybe Brazil and other stuff. But if you go into the committee in America and stuff like that, we have to be specific.
But I want you to make that suggestion, but briefly beforehand, which countries you had in mind.
That's what I wanted to discuss. I think you can better hear it because when I look at developing countries, you would
obviously Brazil, I agree. And then, look, the Indians are difficult. I don't know if you want to go to India, but anyway, for India, we can go there because there is a problem between India and Guinea. we can go and unlock.
Do you want to get involved?
Why can't they?
I'm a political activist. I venture into everything. And don't relent until I get it right.
It's almost like Latin America.
Yeah. Yes. I agree fully.
Yeah.
Venezuela, Latin America, in fact, when we go to one, because they are quite neighboring,
yeah,
we can do a whole lot of...
Oh, no.
How is Argentina? What are they doing? They were once an Asian giant.
Yeah, you're right. But I think nowadays, their economy is not as good as most of the other.
Yeah, but okay, Venezuela. And what else? In the...
Venezuela, I think Chile.
Chile, yeah. How is the Nicaraguan? Because what they were entering to do, we have incorporated in what we did early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I think we should have a brief discussion of the study tours. So that, like yesterday we said, we need to plan quite early and put in our application and stuff as early as possible. So, Mr. Boskati had done a little bit of work in terms of checking into developing and developed economies which have SOEs that we could learn from. He is of the opinion, and I'm putting this before committee members, that Brazil would be a case to look into. There was a visit to Brazil by the former committee, but there is no report.
What do we want to go and see in Brazil?
The weather.
The weather.
Are they very good in
that? Of course they are.
And where in Brazil is from the capital?
Obviously, we'll be looking at their SOEs in terms of energy and in terms of whatever. Anything
sure
that has got a semblance with what our SOEs are doing.
It's not winter time, summer time.
You mean Brazilian time?
Yeah,
Brazilian summer.
Anywhere in the world we go, it must be sunshine.
No, we can't work like that. Honestly. Yeah, we'll try and see if we can go there in summer, but we can't always say we'll only leave when...
No, you're right. Okay. We're in the same
yes.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Brazil
is a very nice place. I would like to go back.
Yes,
over.
Yes,
there is a problem with India, Dinel. When they come back, they will rebrief us on this one. In my meetings with them, they are locked in a serious legal and similar thing like the Airbus story with SAA, where they went ahead and did a contract using a listed. Blacklisted action facilitator for the contract with them, and the Indians were not happy with that, and it's costing us lots and lots of money. They had made a special request to me as chairperson to put a special request to the committee to look for ways of unlocking the. They put themselves in a very difficult situation. And it's actually even affecting state-to-state relations in their own. So we will look for ways of they're pleading with us to assist them, because they've also, as a result, become blacklisted. And not only in India, but blacklisted also with any other person that does arms contact with India. So it's a very serious problem. So I don't know if we want to go to India, if we want to think about going there, if it should need be to unlock the problem. Of course, we'll involve the minister. I don't think. Mr. Mangena?
It's a difficult and complicated diplomatic thing.
Mm.
And wouldn't they be better off if they involve foreign affairs and ask foreign affairs to intervene at a diplomatic level?
That
has
stalled.
It has something to do with whatever relationship you have at the military level with India. Pakistan has an interest.
Mm.
yeah, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an issue that, in my view, from the foreign affairs, maybe together with DGI, might be able to.
Okay.
But I just check with your counterpart that the foreign affairs, what is it called now?
International relations.
Whether they are not in the
principles.
Yeah. So we shouldn't find that to be put our foot in
international cycle.
No, it's fine. I'll rediscuss this matter with you. I must say in confidence that not in confidence really, but I must say that they say that they have done everything that they think they should have done to. That's why they're shouting to us for help. But I'll follow that route, Mr. Mangena, that you are proposing of advising them to. And also talk to our sister committees and to talk to the sister departments to facilitate resolution of that problem.
Madam Chair, if we do consider doing something like that, I would suggest that we get an in-depth knowledge of what the problem is, and maybe it, as a token of goodwill, go and visit to listen to their side of the story. I mean, I don't think there should be a problem with just listening to them and. But we will have to have a good understanding of what the problem is exactly.
No,
if
it's
we
fine.
Ever consider going there.
It's okay. If ever we consider going there. So I was just raising that when everything else fails, we might end up trying to facilitate. But the first route would be to advise them to ask that facilitation via international relations and DTI. And then they will give us a report of what is happening in terms of those attempts.
Chair, as a committee that this new test, when you have an international candidate you want to present on something else other than the follow-up, I understand the follow-up are very important, but what is your focus in this test of our office?
I don't know if I get your question. What will be the focus of our study tour?
Yes, our plan as a committee for this term, for this 5 years. I'm like doing the follow up for the past. Do we have a country that we can go and study for our program?
I
do understand that we have to make some follow up from the past. What is our intention for this
committee? I think we are busy discussing that. I thought that this exercise is intended to say for this 5 year term as this committee, what are the study tours that we intend to undertake, for what reason, to fulfill what?
Maybe as a follow up after
I don't know whether it is available for us to follow up on the past committee. Are we not coming up with a new plan? We're doing that right now. We're trying to do a new plan. So can you consider another country? Okay, it's fine.
If we want to make sure that we have effective state-owned entities, the nine that we have, do we have any indication? One of the upcoming economies in the world is China. Shouldn't we consider to find out whether they have, whether you visited the past China? Secondly, to find out whether they have effective state-owned entities and whether we can learn something from that. And maybe go to China on a case-by-case basis, and probably not covering all nine that we have, but sit and learn from an up-and-coming world leader on the
situation. Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I was just taking the committee through the places that Mr. Boscati had proposed, and he would tell us why he's proposing that. He proposed Brazil, and then he proposed India, because they are developing economies. And then he also proposed China, a different province from
the one that the previous committee had visited, but he also proposed South America, so that when we go to Brazil for cost purposes, we don't only go to Brazil, we touch Venezuela and probably look into touching on Chile as well. So I was just still rattling the ideas from Mr. Boskati and then putting them forward to the committee for us to interrogate.
Chairperson, I absolutely agree with you. And to follow, add on what the colleague over there said as well, the latest countries that the committee visited was actually China. And there was a very, that was actually last year, the year before last year.
Was it Chile or North Korea?
China and Vietnam.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a full report. I agree with you. If the research person said, you know, or identifies new areas in the world which can be to our advantage to visit. And of course, like you just said, close to Brazil, like Vietnam and China were close to each other. You can go to the others, like you just mentioned, close to Brazil, the other Southern American countries that are close to that one. So you can move to a different, because the China, I think we covered a huge part of China, and in the report, a very good report was put together by, I think it was Bunani and Jumbo, I think both of you people, I can't remember, but it was adopted in Parliament, and they weren't allowed, you know, if we were there, the committee last year, to go there again. So I agree with your proposal, Chairperson, that, you know, the Argentina and the Southern America countries that are close together, and we can learn more, because they are also developing countries.
And then we are forced by Parliament regulations also to visit an African country. And DPE has proposed that we visit South Korea as well as Tunisia. I said to them they will have to tell us what are the, they think they are important lessons, because they say they are struggling with some of the SOEs. So they would suggest that we must go to South Korea in terms of the ESCOM build program.
Yeah.
And then they proposed Tunisia, I can't remember for what reason. So I was thinking that we must bear in mind that we have to visit an African country. And the DP was proposing that it should be Tunisia. I'm not saying they have a right to take a decision for us, but they thought that there are important lessons that we can draw them and assist them in overseeing the SOEs. They had identified Tunisia and they were recommending that we should visit Tunisia as well. The DG from Tunisia, I mean the DG from DPE, was arriving from Tunisia when she gave me a call to say that she has been there as a department and she thinks it would be a good area for the committee to go to.
And if the resolution of cabinet was that we are going to build more nuclear reactors, maybe it's a good idea to go to France and see that Alvira, where they have built one of them, the new ones that we will be getting here, to go and see how that operates and how that works.
Yeah, I thought Mr. Krilling would talk about alternative power.
Well, there is, but I mean, you know,
like so wind and stuff.
Well, the problem is that the new build program doesn't look at any of that. And the question is whether we've got the scope to actually propose any of that to be included in the new build program. I mean, if there is scope for that, then I would certainly suggest Germany as a country to visit. I mean, perhaps even in...
So we'll put Germany stroke France.
Yeah.
One of them.
Ireland, which all it, when you go to Tunisia as well, I think it's one of the Maghreb countries where it's just been announced now that they're going to spend $4 trillion building concentrated solar thermal power in the Sahara Desert to supply electricity to Europe.
Mm.
And perhaps that's something for us to have a look at, because South Africa's got the same solar resources yet to build a similar project. So, I mean, these are the types of things that we should be investigating.
And anyway, when we go to Tunisia, we go to Tunisia via France. There's no straight. I've been to Tunisia many a time, but not on energy-related matters.
And Holland and Germany is also next week.
Yes, so
yeah.
It makes sense, really, to...
Germany would be good, yeah.
All right. This is a shopping list for our study tour. Do we want to prioritize or...?
No, we do.
We leave it like this, right? Okay. All right. Thanks.
Titan, you want to do something? Yeah. Mm. You must not say yes. You must say yes, ma'am.
Madam.
I always remind him I'm not his equal.
I don't, before we go on about that, we say we leave it, but yesterday we discussed, we must be first in the line in Parliament.
Yes.
So let's not wait too long to finalize that list. If we postpone to finalize it, we either finalize it now or in a week's time.
That's why I wanted you guys to, when I said Jewish prioritize, I wanted you to help me so that when I write those kind of things, I know exactly what is the first part of call of our intentions, where do we really want to go to as number one and number two.
Chairperson, I will come in here. If the research person, just needs to work well and he does the research, the proposal for Argentina and adjacent countries there, I think should be first on the list.
No, we said Venezuela. I tried to persuade him about Argentina. He says, no, their economy is doing that well, not doing that well. But we're not going to look at the whole economy. We're particularly going for SOE.
But Venezuela is also, is not also part of the southern side of Venezuela.
It is.
Yeah. So
yeah, Venezuela, Chile.
So we do it one trip.
Yeah, one trip. So is that our first preference?
Let's say Southern America, the researcher must identify the three most important.
Okay, Southern America.
Fine.
The next one will be the renewable energy.
The other one, the next one, of course, will be an African trip, which is Tunisia, France, and Germany.
Yeah, and all of next to for the winter.
Yeah, but we can't be away for too long, eh? We can't be away for too long, so I think we must limit it to three stops, not more than three.
Germany is your best for renewable
energy.
Yeah, but Tunisia.
It's not only we've got 5 years, and the chairperson said yesterday,
sure.
Before you arrived, that there will not be only one
case
study during the 5 years.
Sure.
The first concentrate on a certain area like in South America,
no,
and next one you concentrate on Europe.
Yeah, that's
okay. So it will be South America and Tunisia, France, Germany.
Okay.
Did they say we must cut one from the between France and Germany, which one do we prefer to cut out? Because if it's three countries, it means longer away from home, more hotel costs, more time away from parliamentary programs.
If it's three countries, why can't they all be in Southern America?
Sorry?
If it's three countries, why not all?
No, that one is fine. I don't have a problem
with it. The one to Tunisia and France and Germany, that is three.
But Mr. Koenig suggested that Tunisia, Germany.
Tunisia, Germany, SFS.
Although France is a company that is
nuclear.
To all those nuclear.
No, it's okay. I'll try to push for both Germany and France as part of the Tunisian stuff. Because it will also be cost effective that way. Okay. And then we say that in terms of national oversight, we will visit all sites of activity of the SOE. I thought we should prioritize also the PBMR, is it Pelinda?
Pelinda.
Yeah. ESCOM? Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah. So that will be one trip.
It will not be one day.
No, of course not one day. It won't be possible. Today this one and the following day the other one.
So you want to visit Megawatt Park? You can.
I want to hear from you.
I mean, part of the problem that we seem to have encountered with ESCOM seems to be the problem with the kind of coal supplies and going to the actual. I mean, maybe we should visit something that deals with that kind of coal line.
The new power station.
Well, not so much of them, but they seem to have problems with securing the coal and getting it to their power station and the kind of wrangles.
It's a problem with one
one of Exxon's, the rest don't have that problem. Where they transport coal by truck to, where they are not properly planned, the power station is away from the coal source. Do you want us to visit this?
I don't know.
I would like to go and see. Because it was widely reported in the media, and I also need to understand why coal can get wet and not work. Because if I put wet coal in my stove, it works. You know, so I
no, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. It takes long to work, just like in your stove. But, okay, do you want to visit one of the power stations that are, you know, they have three type categories. There is a one under construction, is it Medupi? We went to visit that one. And then there are the ones that are being demothballed. And then there are the ones that are...
I want to go and see the one that was on the TV where they showed under the helicopter, that one where there was no coal in. That is the one I want to go and see.
Okay.
You know which one was that?
Mpumalanga. Yeah. Majuba. Yeah.
And the people are talking about how bad the road is and how they have to truck it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to repair the road.
Yeah, it's damaging the road.
Yeah. And one
so we'll go to Majuba. We'll go to. You didn't say Mega Park.
If we want to see the directors on the board there, then we must go to Mega World Park, I suppose. But if it's a site visit, I would.
Yeah,
Mega World Park is out for
no, I thought our site visits will start with a meeting.
That's what I thought.
And then
they
there was and another bit of debriefing or closing meeting.
They can meet you there.
Yeah.
And they can take us there.
All right, yes. Okay. And then Pelindaba, we will do, maybe, I don't know, is it really practical to visit them in one trip?
Where is
Pelindaba? Tembisa? Victoria.
Mm. So on the way back we can visit it.
So it means we'll be away for about 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If we agree that it will be a 3 day.
Yes, sir, this will be, I assume we talk about all the reports that we have discussed. Will that be in September or so, or when do we plan? Probably next year, when do we plan the Eastern or the Southern?
I'm sure we'll do one this year and then the others to do them next year.
Majuba is the one that is
mm.
Right, because it's in Pumalanga. It's in Pumalanga and you drive in there, say, from Pretoria to Farm. And then they charter it, fly it for they also don't have much money. So they
but you mean even if we fly to Nelspruit, it will be still difficult, yeah?
But we have our tickets, we can...
No, why should we use our own personal tickets?
Just to save the cost. I don't know if the cost is...
Don't come with your DA thinking. We'll use your tickets.
I say,
before
I use mine.
Your
ticket
definitely
won't
be
there,
but it'll be
thank you for the offer.
Okay, now we're looking to Majuba and how we go there.
The
I don't think we should really do logistical planning here.
Next place is far from Majuba.
Yeah.
Mm. But they also have the jet, so they
have to fly in their jet.
Yeah, different number. It was one.
The PBMR, I, you know what, I really want... us to go to the PBMR and to go this way.
Yeah.
In fact, even the minister and the deputy minister have offered us to take us to the PBMR soon. Maybe we can do that at their cost.
Yeah. We
so we agree to visit the PBMR as well. Okay. Unless, of course, we are going there. What else? And then, are you not visiting one port or two?
What's the point?
I think it's probably worth it.
The Durban one is the most busy one, isn't it?
The Durban one has to be worth it.
Yeah, we can go to Durban and Port Elizabeth.
Or maybe Durban keep down.
We must actually visit the problematic ones. I know Durban is and CEE is.
Yeah.
I think so.
Whatever they can't get through here, it goes there.
Hmm.
And then Kuberg, we leave it alone.
The
terrorist in me wants to go to Kuberg. I don't want to answer that question. I was almost there. No, but let's forget about Kuberg.
Kuberg is very old. I was there. The technology is quite old. It's
So what are we saying about it?
What do you mean?
We are going to leave it like that, that the technology is old and,
no,
and
no,
one
no.
of the...
If you want to see it, we're going to see it.
Well, they found the ball from the nut that one.
No, remember we had to get a transformer from France.
Yes.
And what is the lifespan of that thing and how long will it sustain us, etc.?
Well, I mean, the real problem with Cuba is that it's running out of its lifespan at some
okay.
And it's sitting with two throwing pools of iron already out of waste, which no one knows what to do with. And the question is, how are we going to deal with that in the future? I mean, and decommission the whole plant. And the problem comes in is that your costs start to really accumulate when you have to decommission a nuclear plant. And you can look at that at Sellafield in the UK.
And how are we preparing for this?
And yeah,
we'll put Kuberg on the radar.
Yeah, but I think
towards the end.
Towards the end of the program.
Okay. Now we're really killing time. I think we should go stop.
And is it's not a big cost, right? Going to Kuberg.
Yeah, it's just here. Yeah.
In transit, so we're not going to visit transit.
Because I think Kuberg, we must ask them those questions well in advance.
Hmm?
What is the remainder of the lifespan of Kuberg? What plans are there in place? All the necessary questions dealing with nuclear waste and all these things.
I think for Transnet we should go on a train trip. And we should go and experience service that we get everywhere.
You know what, when I was a student, when I finished my student year, I said no more on a train. And not unless it's blue thing, eh?
No, we don't go with a plane. No, we go with a normal transfer or something. But we go up.
You will go alone. We will delegate you.
I will go. Thank you. I will go on it. I will want to go and see.
Who is the CEO of Transnet?
Chris?
This one?
XP.
I can take you up to where? From Cape Town to some small town here and there.
On the
blue train. I want to go with a train to the Eastern Cape, and I want to go with a train, not on the main road between here and Johannesburg. I want to go with a train.
Forget it.
Why?
Forget it. But I wanted to ask this issue of the pipeline.
Yeah.
For fuel. Are we going to look at it only insofar as that fuel is concerned, or are we going to broaden it next? Look at the whole pipeline infrastructure and the plans for that.
I think the city is talking about the pipeline between the power station as well in Acacia Park that temporary one that runs on petrol, because if that starts up, the diesel truck has to line up to fill it up.
Mm. In my own analysis, we have come to the end of our program. We only, myself and Disang and the researcher will go and format it into a strike plan, and then when we meet next week, we will create 5 minutes to give you the copy and to endorse it.
Are we going to do the same thing next week as well?
But also to say that a strike plan should always be under review.
So if we have the meeting next week, then something might come out of that we want to add to this. So we must have a red flag thing where we can just park it, until we get together and we can add it to the list.
Okay. Members, I must take this opportunity to thank you for your cooperation. Unfortunately, Mr. Ambrosini is going to meet us. He was going to join us at 11 today. So I'm happy we managed to finish without him. I'm joking. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you again next week. But I need to own up to you, members, that I sit on the board of trustees for your pension fund. I was only notified last week by the speaker and the chief whip. So the first board meeting in this term is sitting next week on the 11th. And I think it's very critical for me to show up for the interest of all of us. So I look for a way of
spending an hour or two there and then coming to join you. So you must please not be surprised if I am not here when you start. And if so, the WIF is also in Washington. Her granddaughter is getting married there. You will be without a WIF and without a chairperson. Maybe I will just come to open the session and ask you to elect a temporary chairperson whilst I'm off to the board meeting. I promise I will not stay the whole day there. I'll look at the strategic issues and then just ask them to bring them forward so that I participate and come back to join you still on the 11th.
And here, if I get to say, from our side and from my side particularly, I'm very pleased with the way that you have facilitated this informal or formal get-together, and I'm quite pleased with the outcome of it, and I will promise you my support.
Thank you very much. I'm just sad that you didn't eat yesterday and today, but it's okay. Thank you so much. Mr. Bangena?
What's going on next week, actually?
Yeah, can we
just hear me?
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Maybe before that, is it not possible to start our session next week at
2? It's totally not possible, love. We've been planning this for the last 2 months. It involves people's money. Is DPE and the SOEs, and we have asked them. They are boards, chairpersons of boards, and their CEOs and high power delegations, all of them are coming here to meet us. For it was supposed to be 5 days. But we have cut that to 3 days. And then we said the other 2 days we will see, because there's no way we can engage all of them meaningfully for 3 days. They will take us through their mandate, something that we have put in our strat plan. They will take us through their legislative mandate, their constitutional mandate, their programs, their whatever, and then we will... But the exercise is to make us understand their mandate, their brief, their operations. And then we will then... there will be a facilitator that is neutral. This is neither us nor them. We will then create space after interaction of every one of them to ask them questions and to interview. So we'll take, I think FCOM is number one on the list.
Yeah,
but we have built a program in such a way that it's not only them telling us about their mandates, the risk, it's us also asking them about the whatever issue and discussing, also bringing forward the issues we have listed with them in the previous meeting. They will be bringing reports to us about the issues we queried in the last two meetings we had with them, and any other issue for that matter. So every morning, half a day, we take one SOE. I think the first day is FCOM from the morning until after lunch. And then we take another smaller one. And then Tuesday, I think it's translate. So the bigger ones, we take them in the morning. But it's very crucial that we be present, because we also invited their boss to interact with them, to meet them first time, first hand, and understand their role, their operations, their everything. It's a historic thing that the committee has been doing for, we did not invent it at the beginning of every 5 years, because there was miscommunication and misunderstanding between DPE's role, the parliamentary role, and the SOEs themselves. They historically organized that session at the beginning of everything, for every...
And if I can just add that it would be a good impression if we are all there and we are a quorum, that the board don't think, well, this is a Mickey Mouse,
yes.
We can just talk what we want to.
In fact, they complain that historically, members of parliament do not stay for the duration of the winter school. It used to be a winter school, now it's an autumn. So they've made a special appeal that they are dropping everything to be with us for 3 days, and then they expect a reciprocation on in terms of our presence also to stay put. The problem is actually with ANC members, and I've started talking to them one by one.
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday.
And
then the other 2 days will be after the annual report. After
when the committee gets time.
But the last 2 days will be dealing with the smaller SOEs. So for the first 3 days is the four, five strategic ones. Transnet, ESCOM, Infraco, PDMR, and SAA.
That's the first day.
No, for the for the 3 days, we are dealing with these five. And then for the other 2 days that we will identify later as a committee, we will deal with the other five, the other four. Staff call, Alex call. Dinelle is also coming.
It's supposed to come.
Yeah, Dinelle is also part of. So I'm really making an appeal. That
we should have a program. Is there a program?
I'm going to call them because they're supposed to have sent you the program in Chicago. They said they're still busy consulting because they're voting. They're getting like also lecturers,
yeah,
like independent lecturers who come and do this thing. So they have not confirmed some of them.
Content specialists or experts,
yeah,
on the field.
So I'm going to make follow up and in communication tomorrow.
No, but you can trust them to send us whatever tentative program they have now for members have by the end of today or tomorrow.
So we know what to prepare ourselves for the Thursday. You're not going to do everything on the weekend, you know?
Yes.
And go to your hotel room in the evening and you read up on what.
So in fact, you can still email the tentative program to members today.
If there's any information you can send us, please send it us beforehand so we can prepare ourselves.
Okay.
It takes a lot of time.
All right. Thanks. This brings us to the end. Lunch is at 12
o'clock.
Long live the
chair. Long live the members. Thank you. No, let me phone you. Phone you. Phone you. Phone you. Phone you. Phone you. Phone you.